Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. Charlie Long at Master Control. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines, feeling your calls at 504-260-1870. Uh-oh. Bottom of the eighth inning, Alabama now leads Arkansas 4-3. Much closer game than a few moments ago.
Well, it just goes to show you how competitive the SEC is. And you look throughout the season, Christian, it's not even, an opinion. Who would you say in the entire league, who's 1-2? Tennessee and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at Alabama. I mean, the LSU Tigers took care of Alabama. You know, when you look at it,
yeah.
It just like changes almost series to series and how everybody got talent.
It's competitive balance within the conference.
Yes.
Aside from maybe Tennessee. You win 25 games in the conference, Bobby. My goodness. You lose five conference games? That's incredible.
Well, Christian, and that's why when you look at, and we had him on last night, Todd Walker, he's getting ready to go do, because instead of like three men in the booth, they're having like two men. So you associate Todd Walker, the great Todd Walker, with the SEC Network. But then it's all ESPN. And he's going to Scottsdale, Arizona. He's going to they ain't got to worry about no damn rain out there, I can tell you that. Or it'd be a freakish storm. So he's going to do Pac-12 baseball. Okay, so you see Oregon State and all that. Well, I thought this was interesting when he speculated this, okay, this being Todd Walker, he said as far as the Tennessee Volunteers, that he recently speculated may be the best college team ever. Okay, Christian, okay, you know more baseball than me, and Todd Walker, I would say, knows more than you. Okay,
uh-huh.
I'm just saying, what he did.
Agree.
What he did. When he made that statement, Christian, I don't think he did that half-heartedly. He said that he speculated we're going to see what's going to happen. Maybe the best college baseball team ever.
Listen.
So that has obviously based on potential.
Todd's never been hyperbolic. He's always measured in things he says. So for him to say that's not just pie in the sky. He's not just, kissing up to Tennessee. He truly believes that.
Now, with that being said, we've heard this in the past, not from Todd Walker, but from other maybe, analysts, because you're trying to break down the game. You remember when, this is going back pulmonary days, in 2017 College World Series, Oregon State was supposed to be all that, the best of the best, and LSU beat the Beavers twice in the 2017 College World Series.
Pat Casey was the coach of Oregon State.
So they're not invincible. Tennessee, look with Kentucky. I mean, but look, it's unbelievable, their record, overall record and their record in the SEC. But I thought it was amazing that Todd Walker said that the expectations are just the opportunity, or the program where Tennessee's at right now. And you know what's crazy when you think about it? Okay, you know what I said when you say Kentucky? You don't think of Kentucky baseball, football. You think it's the basketball. Tennessee, I would say, because of Peyton Manning and all that, you go back to football, and even Johnny Major's going to old school, still like football. But you don't ever say, like, Tennessee Volunteer Baseball. Do you know if Tennessee, they're on the quest, and if they were able to do this, you know it would be their first national title in baseball? Their first, Christian.
Yeah.
It's not like we've won two or three are, you know, no, they're first. So, boy, you talk about give credit to where they're at as an organization.
Tony Vitello has really built,
exactly.
He's built that program.
Well, he was the most valuable coach. I mean, it just stands to reason.
Well, this is where I would maybe take exception with Jay Johnson's comment about Arkansas has out-recruited everybody for the last 5 years. That's true, but I think the last 2 years or 3 years, Tennessee's up there.
Christian, I don't know that I think. I agree with that totally. Now, if you look at Coach Johnson and that if you look at where we're at right now in the SEC tournament, what's your mindset? And I thought this was interesting, like as far as the sense of urgency. Are you worried about like the SEC tournament? Are you worried about
if you're Tennessee
or
not?
Or how you going to line up? Yeah, in the regional, super regional. But Jay Johnson said this, I thought was interesting. He goes, this way the approach I take. There's a motto of urgency with every game you play. So when you get to the postseason, he wants them to play like Frenchies. When they play Kentucky tomorrow, he wants all in to go against Kentucky. So then when you're involved in the postseason, that every situation you're in feels normal. So you're not like, oh, overwhelmed. The game's bigger than you think. Or it's not. No, it's not. It's not like less or more. It's just a normal situation that you've been in, and that's why he wants to take this SEC tournament as significant, even though it's not the postseason, hosting a regional or maybe getting advanced into the super regional.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Justin Hill, McNeese baseball head coach will join us next here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Justin Hill, McNeese baseball head coach. Coach Hill, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
You bet. So what was it like this past weekend, watching everybody else in your conference play while you kind of got to chill a little bit?
Man, it was only one day. You know, we had one day. That part was nice. But, man, those games were stressful. That's just kind of how it was. I don't think any of the games kind of got, I wouldn't say got in hand until the 27th out was made. So You know, it was a fun environment, a little different with the two brackets at different sites. You know, it was good for our conference to kind of be a little different sometimes, just to kind of get the attention there. And obviously we came out of it good, and so did Southeastern. And I think it's going to be an all-out battle this weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that, because there was a little confusion about the brackets. So you guys went 3-0, though. You're in the championship series tomorrow night against Southeastern, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, you know, Coach Hill, when you look at, obviously, boy, we're dealing with different hurricanes, different parts of the state. But it's unbelievable, the adversity, Lake Charles area and what you face, and McNeese. And really, everyone respects Island Conference baseball, you know, when you look at the scheduling and who you're playing. And when all said and done, boy, you look at Southeastern's program, you look at UNO, you go Nichols, you go Northwest, you go across the board, but you look at McNeese State. I mean, do you think you're getting enough recognition? Because I tell you what, I said, when all I know is when all said and done, it looks like McNeese State baseball is always up there. If not the best, they're right in the hunt.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I think that's the goal of any coach with their program is you can't guarantee you're going to win championships every year. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. You got to have some good fortune. Your guys got to be guys. You got to stay away from the injury bug and do different things. But the only thing you can do is put yourself in position for championships. And you hope you're able to do that. As far as recognition, I think everybody in our building that we have, I think, we just kind of put our head down and work, and we got a bunch of blue collar guys, and you know, whether it be storms or adversity or no locker room or press box missing, different things. We've got all the things that have kind of happened, you know, to us, with us. Man, our guys just kind of they kind of just put their head down and work. And you know, when we were at one point, we were 3-6 in the conference. We had just got swept at UNO. It was a tough weekend for us. We did not play well, and Coach Dean's program played really, really good that weekend. And then we reeled off, you know, 12 out of 15. You know, we didn't have time to worry about what other people were thinking.
Right.
You know, it was just kind of one of those. You just kind of put your head down, and you're just glad to be playing and having a chance to do it. And all of a sudden, you looked up at the end, and we had a chance to do it. And our guys, you know, they delivered. They delivered when they had to. And it's been a special group, and we just want to keep it going.
Coach, congratulations on the winningest coach in program history. You set that mark at 263 on May 20th, 5 days ago. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. You know, anytime you get a chance, and probably the more important thing, I think my favorite thing wasn't breaking it, it was tying it, just because everybody was talking about Tony Robichaux and the guy that – you know, that sat in the chair long, long before that I had the opportunity. But he's the guy that made our program what it is, and obviously, you know, did the same thing over at UL. The fact that we got to talk about him and what he meant to not just college baseball, not just McNeese and UL, but, you know, just college baseball and kids as a whole. And I think that was my favorite part of the whole thing. And because if I could be half the man and half the coach that Tony Robichaux was, I feel like I would have done a really good job.
Now, Coach Hill, boy, you talk about the adversity, and you have ups and downs. And I know Southeastern came into the season, had high expectations, but they also had to deal with adversity. So it's been where you at right now as a program, but that's what has to be intriguing, McNeese versus Southeastern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and look, we kind of got the best of them in the three games that we played at our place. But gosh dang it, man. I mean, those guys, I mean, Coach Reiser does such a good job. There's such high expectations, and I've got so much respect for them, their players, administration. There's a reason that they're always in the hunt. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather be playing somebody else, not because of the competition, but just because of my relationship with Coach Reiser. I mean, we kind of grew up together in the coaching profession. We worked together at Southeastern. We had the same junior college coach in J.R. Teagues, who's the athletic director.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, like, interesting things, and I don't think a lot of our guys even know that. So, you know, it's no fun playing your friend, okay?
Right.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts. There's no fun playing your friend. But you know, that's just how it is. And And, you know, just in the job that he's done and their players, like I said, it's two really good teams and just programs that, you know, just try to be the best they can to that are going at it. And obviously only one team's going to get out of it this weekend.
Does that matchup, you talked about the three games you guys took from Southeastern, does that matchup seem like it's ancient history, like it was last year?
Oh man, it was so far ago. I mean, I think we were 500 in the league at the time. I think we had gotten to 6-6. And, you know, the crazy thing was we were able to come back in those games. And so we had some good fortune and players made good plays and we were at home. And so some of the things worked out in our favor. It's baseball, man. I mean, some of those kind of things happen. The ball can land in somebody's glove or it can find chalk down the line, you know. So, yeah, it seems like it was so far long ago. But, you know, with baseball, man, it doesn't matter. I mean, just look at all the college tournaments that are going on right now. I mean, you've got 2 seeds losing to 11 seeds. I mean, that's right. Just because that's baseball, man. That's baseball. That's the beautiful and awful, agonizing part of the game, you know.
Coach Hill, you bring that up, like, for instance, you know, because I like history and look what occurs. Kentucky just beat Auburn the first time a 12 seed has won a tournament game in the SEC. So, right. You know, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, and they hit a couple of homers in the ninth inning. And hey, you know what? I love the thing, and I can't remember who said it, but, you know, it's one of those things you can't really connect the dots until it's all over. And but, you know, we're gonna be facing a good team, and we've got a good team, and it's – like I said, somebody's going to have a chance to win a championship on Friday, you know, and man, I hope it's us. And the other thing, it's not a single game. It's not the old school
right.
Winner take all.
Two out of three,
game.
Right?
And so, yes, 2 out of 3. So you got to get excited, but then you got to reset and you got to go again. So we're both teams, and we're kind of in a little bit uncharted territory. But and hell, we may never do it again as a conference. So. You know, we're over here just figuring out things as we go, man.
Yeah, you know, Coach Hill, like you're saying, the strategy that comes into play between you and Coach Reiser, that obviously it's not the one game, winner take all, it's 2 out of 3. So that's a bit of a chess match amongst friends.
Well, I can tell you this, if it has to do with chess, Matt Reiser's a lot smarter than me. That guy went to Tulane. He got a biomedical engineer degree. I got my general studies degree at LSU. So I hope it ain't chess. I might could beat him in checkers, though.
All right.
Justin Hill, McNeese baseball head coach. Thanks again for the time.
All right, Coach Hill.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Dr. Nick and Amy, what's going on? Dr. Nick, you're on WWL on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines.
How you doing, Christian? I hung up last night. It was just too much going on last night. And look, everything needed to take a back seat yesterday. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, right.
Look. I agree with everything Coach Hill said. This is tournament time of the year. And listen, I think since Northwestern State, I've just watched a little difference in this team. Starting with Northwestern State, we're getting production from the 6th through 9th hitters. And I'm going to tell you, last 4 games, I mean, these kids that ain't been hitting this year, they're going 3-for-4 and 4-for-5. Skip always said you've got to hit people at the right time. You've got to pitch at the right time. I think our starting pitching, Mikhail Hilliard, is there. I think the last week or two, the pitching has stepped up a little bit. I even noticed it the last Ole Miss game. Our relief pitching is there. But I'm going to tell you, it is baseball, and when you get in Hoover, you know, LSU has a tremendous record in Hoover the last 7 or 8 years. They just play in that stadium. I don't know what it is. I think they bring fans. They're still going to have more fans than anybody
else. It's the LSU Invitational.
Telling you. And listen, Tennessee is a great team, but that is a big ballpark. And, I mean, there ain't going to be a lot of home runs hit. That's a major league ballpark in Hoover. So, I mean, I think somebody's going to cool off a little bit. But all I'm saying is, and I'm not being arrogant here or anything.
Right.
I just think LSU right now is a little bit dangerous because I've seen a pattern the last 4 games. We're getting production from 1 through 9. And all I've always said, if this team can score with people, they can beat some people.
Well, you know, Dr. Nick, I even look at it. Okay, what are you playing for? I think right now, because LSU, they take care of business against Kentucky Wildcats, being on the same side of the bracket as Tennessee. But you look at LSU, definitely has more sense of urgency right now, greater sense of urgency than Tennessee. I mean, how they could benefit. So I think that even comes into play. Like, for instance, I'm just looking at Alabama just beat Arkansas. Okay, we don't know. Look how the tournament's going to unfold. But look how what Alabama did last year. They made the finals. And, Christian, what, they've won back-to-back games now?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know come on, Dr. Nick. We looked at it this year throughout the season. It was kind of like Tennessee, Arkansas, and even Coach Jay Johnson saying, I don't know, we're trying to get where Arkansas's at. But look at a one game. Alabama just beat them.
Well, Bobby, look, listen, I'm telling you, okay? In this game, I think baseball is 50% mental. LSU has got nothing to lose. If they go over there and play loose, they can be dangerous.
Yep.
Okay, listen, they beat Vanderbilt, which had number 3 RPI. They swept them. I think they got a regional. But stranger things have happened. If they go deep in this tournament, if they win this tournament, they're going to be on a bubble for a top 8 seed. Just about every team they can play in this tournament is ranked and has a good RPI.
Right.
And I think it's going to get very interesting right now.
I agree, Dr. Nick.
All right, Dr. Nick, we're going to find out hopefully tomorrow.
I hope so. Appreciate it,
guys. Hope the weather lets them get it in. So we just saw Arkansas fall to Alabama. And, Bobby, something you got to consider.
What was this, 4-3, Christian?
Yeah, you got to consider, as you kind of highlighted, though, Tennessee, Arkansas, how much motivation do they have to win this tournament? It's more for LSU.
It doesn't matter.
A team like Kentucky.
No, Texas A&M, whatever. You just look at, like, okay, what are you actually playing for? Was it Jay Johnson someone else might have come? I have to find it in my notes. But it was like their pitching rotation. Christian, you know how important we look at the SEC tournament and Hoover and all that?
Yeah.
But it's almost like even looking into the future and how everything's going to align and the expectations as far as like almost a bigger plan beyond this. Because we kind of know where we're going to be hosting and where we're seated and unless something drastic would happen. It's like Tennessee cannot win. That's what I read. Cannot even win a game in the SEC tournament and still be the number 1 overall seed in the nation.
They could get beat 20-0.
Christian, you heard what I just said? Now think about that. So that's why the tournament is important, but it depends your situation and what you're trying to accomplish going forward. But, like, even Arkansas losing to Alabama, come on, does that affect them super regional? Hell no. So you understand the point?
Yeah,
I'm making.
Yeah. They don't have as much on the line as LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, Kentucky, if they were to somehow win this tournament, they're in the postseason. They were the last team to get in. They're the 12th seed in the SEC tournament. But if they make a good run here, they're in the NCAA baseball tournament.
Yes, because of the prestige of that. And the first time, like I said earlier, a 12th seed has ever won an SEC game in the tournament. So you look at Christian, you know what's ironic? And we're going to have to wait and see what's going to occur. And I have it right here. That also, like the South Carolina Gamecocks. You look at South Carolina, even like a Clemson. That was always like traditional baseball program. It's not like the Missouri Tigers or whatever. So you look at South Carolina are in the danger of not making the NCAA tournament. You look at the RPI, 67, just outside of the top 64, 27 and 27 overall record, even though they got 13 SEC wins. So, hell yeah. South Carolina, Kentucky. You look at Kentucky also at the bottom of the RPI. They were 54. So, when you look at the likes of, like, a South Carolina, you look at Kentucky, how significant this tournament is going forward to have an opportunity. And, Christian, right now, you look at Tennessee, Arkansas, even though you look at Auburn. I mean, where Auburn's at right now, A disappointing start to the SEC tournament, but they still hosting a regional. Yeah. So, it's all relative to where you think you're at and what you're trying to accomplish going forward. So that just shows you the power of the SEC, that you're playing for different things, and it might be a regional to get into the dance or, you know, to be a top eight or a top 16, a regional, super regional, all that. That's the SEC, and that's why it's not even close. I would say, how would you compare SEC football, top to bottom, to SEC baseball? Wouldn't you give SEC baseball maybe a nod?
Yes.
Because
more teams are devoting more resources in the SEC to baseball, right? They're devoting more money because they've learned from LSU and from Mississippi State that
it's a
moneymaker. Top to bottom,
yes.
I think that there's more parity in baseball in the SEC than football.
Right. That's what I would say, because when you look at football, who's truly baseball, who's truly relevant up north? And they're definitely relevant in football, like Ohio State. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at, like, the Michigan, like, they made the postseason. Or look at Wisconsin. Now, I think there's no excuse why, if you're a California team or a Florida team, that you shouldn't always be relevant like the SEC. So to me, like Florida State, Florida, Miami, the U, they should always be like the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Arizona State, California teams. That's why it's intriguing to me. Christian, I bet if you pull up the Oregon State roster, how they said, well, they're right up there with Tennessee and they might do something like top three teams.
California.
Christian, there's no way. They might have a handful of Oregonians, if that's how you pronounce it, or maybe a two or three, but I guarantee that's probably a California roster at Oregon State. So if I'm an administrator in California, like whether it be like Stanford, I mean, that's like Ivy League school, but like USC, another private school, but UCLA or any of those schools, why can't we keep some of these boys here in California? Why are they going way up to Corvallis, Oregon, to play for Oregon State, the Beavers? Now, a lot of tradition there, but you understand the point I'm making? See, football to me is more north, south, east, west, the potential. But baseball, that's definitely a warm culture, a warm climate as far as the production. Because if you grew up where it's cold, hell, I want to play baseball maybe year-round, fall ball. I got to go down south.
Michigan made the College World Series a few years ago before the pandemic.
Yeah.
That was a significant, it was an amazing
You know
run.
Who else I think is really good right now? Because I have to check it. I think Virginia Tech, look that up. I think Virginia Tech, Michael Vick School, is like the top three up there with Oregon State and Tennessee as far as baseball this year.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, LSU could get their shot at Tennessee if both teams win. They'll face in the third round, they'll face off LSU and Tennessee.
Yeah, Christian, I don't know.
You remember last year, that's how their season ended.
Well, but the whole thing, the old saying, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. No, it doesn't mean anything. I'd rather beat Tennessee and Omaha than Hoover. But I'm you know, saying in theory,
sure, yeah,
if
you yeah.
come around. But, yeah, that would be a big feather in their cap, obviously, if that would occur. Because, I don't know, bad luck, whatever. They're on the same side of the bracket as Tennessee. And, again, I go by what Todd Walker said. Christian, potential and all that, when he said that he speculated recently that the best college baseball team ever in the history of college, Christian, that's a big statement there.
Yeah, considering the season's not over.
Yeah.
They didn't win it all yet.
You know, and then then you look at different programs and where they're at, like we're talking with Charlie. And
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, not the Virginia Cavaliers, who have won a national championship.
The Hokies.
Virginia Tech Hokies.
D1 baseball has them at number two in the country.
See, and then you have, was it Stanford? Now I'm trying to look who's like four or five.
Stanford's three.
Okay, you look at Stanford. Now, Stanford is traditionally, Christian, when you talk about Stanford baseball, you're talking about something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Omaha, they've been there, done that and all that. You know what I was always amazed at? I was always intrigued with this. And whenever you could do it at the highest level, you know who was the starting center fielder for the Stanford Cardinal? I'm going to go off a little tangent. You know the Stanford Cardinal used to be the Stanford Indians? Jim Plunkett was the quarterback. You know the Raiders quarterback? They were the Stanford Indians. Then they changed the mascot. I thought, oh, they're the Cardinals. No, they're the color Cardinal. They're not a Cardinals the bird. The Stanford Cardinal, then they got some. It shows how crazy weird California is. They had a freaking tree for a mascot. This tree, like, bobbing up and down. Like,
oh, it fits. They like.
Like, whatever the state tree is in California. Okay, Sequoia. That might be wrong, but like Stanford and Cal Berkeley and all, yeah, that's where like things start and all. Cal being the public school, Stanford the private school. But the point I was making, I went off on a little tangent. Stanford down there, and I was always intrigued with this. A very smart player. I talked to him probably about 6 weeks ago. We stay in touch, and was one of the most legit Saints cornerbacks in Saints history. Now, I was an overachiever, but he was so damn smart because he understood the rush patterns of the Dome Patrol.
Dave Wimmer.
No. Dave Wimmer went to Notre Dame.
That's
Dave
right.
Dave Wimmer's from North Carolina. He has a funny first name.
Toy?
Toy.
Toy Cook.
Who names their kid Toy? T-O-Y.
But, yeah.
Toy Cook. Now, I always thought Toy. You know of anybody else named Toy?
No.
It was like Toy Cook. You're like a toy for your kid, but no, this was Toy Cook.
T-O-I.
Toy Cook. Toy Cook was the starting center fielder when Stammers had the College World Series in Omaha.
Wow.
And he started off for the Saints and the Dome Patrol at cornerback. And talk about like he was an overachiever at cornerback, like knowing angles and what he has to do. He was unbelievable. He could like guard Jerry Rice because I'm going to take a chance that I'm going to squat and maybe not give up a touchdown, a big play, but take a chance knowing or hoping that the Dome Patrol and the Saints pass rush would get there before he would get burnt. I'm telling you, there's not too many guys. Now, I look at, you know, it was real cerebral, and he coached over 20 years. Now he's at University of Colorado in Boulder.
Brent Maxey.
Then you had Gene Atkins from FAMU. Gene Atkins could run through that wall right there. But Brent Maxey always had to tell him what the hell to do. Now, that wasn't the case with Toy Cook and all, you know. But like Mean Gene Atkins might have had the best offspring along with Ironhead, that guys that I play with. I talked to Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling all about this. You know, y'all have all kids and what they're going to do. But Geno Atkins, he tore out his knee. He was a top interior defensive lineman before he got hurt, then he got hurt, and after he was hurt, then he got back up to like top two or three in the whole league. And I remember I saw Geno Atkins. It's like Gene Atkins, being Gene Atkins with a bigger body. It's the same head. If you like the same head.
Did he have a big head?
Well, no, it's just the same face, the same head, but instead of on a 5'11 person, like a 6'5 guy. It was just different. And then.
Was Gino's mom tall?
I don't remember the wife or the mom. I don't remember. But then I remember another one, you know, the offspring, Cameron Hayward, with Iron Head. So I would say all the guys that I play with, now Deion Sanders, they all made babies. Everybody made babies and you have kids and all that. I would say in 15 years, all the players I've been associated with, that is not even close. The two daddies or the two guys that were like old like me and had offspring, it ain't even close. Mean Gene, Gene Atkins and Craig Hayward, Cameron Hayward. Not all these other guys, not City Champ, Ricky Jackson, not Pat Swilling, Sam Mills. I can name them all. Don Hilliard, Eric Martin. Everybody who's had offspring, and that those two cats. And then now with Craig Hayward, it's kind of a hybrid tight end fullback. His son, I want to say he got drafted like maybe the sixth round from Michigan State. So now Cameron and his little brother potentially could be on the same team with the Steelers. But I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but I know like Toy Cook talking about baseball, doing it both. Chris, think about this. You could be a starting NFL cornerback, and you also start in the College World Series.
Pretty strong.
I think that's pretty strong.
Coming back for Sam and Gretna, we'll wrap up the show next as well. This is Sports Talk on WWL. All right, to close out the show, Sam and Gretna on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Go ahead, Sam, you're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. I want to wish Coach Moore a happy birthday from yesterday. Bobby brought up Toy, and I got Bobby Abreu concussion syndrome. I can't remember yesterday, but I remember stuff from 30 years ago.
Hey, amen, amen, Sam.
I actually knew Toy and Michelle and their parents, or his parents, from my job, and his mom is either Japanese or Oriental.
Right.
And he actually spoke Japanese. So that's why I'm thinking Japanese, or he might have spoke Japanese because he's smart, went to Stanford and everything. But I think his dad was a cameraman for one of the networks back then.
Yeah, yeah. His dad was actually I don't know, I'm trying to think of some famous like sitcom, whatever, or talk show like Johnny Carson or something that was on the set.
Yeah, he was a cameraman.
A cameraman. That's right, Sam. That's right.
Yeah, real quick, maybe for next week, because it's going to be LSU baseball the rest of the week. Bobby, question. In the news again, is the NFL owners, each team will be on the hook for part of Stan Kroenke's settlement with St. Louis. Maybe that's something y'all could get.
Oh, they have no problem, Sam. They have no
problem. That's pennies. On the internet today, though.
Yeah, but let me tell you right now.
He's a snake.
Stan Kroenke. It's a dog-eat-dog world, you might say, a snake and all that. But Jerry Jones and all, they looked at the NFL to be in their best interest to leave St. Louis. And my youngest son lives in St. Louis.
They're going to make it back tenfold.
Yes. So they look at it. That's the price of doing business. I'm telling you, moving from St. Louis to Los Angeles, they have no problem with compensating the deal or, you know, breaching the contract to get out of it, to leave St. Louis, to go to Los Angeles. That's just keeping it real, whether it's you accept it or not. That's just what happened. And the NFL has no problem to pool their resources and help out Stan Kroenke. I don't know how much help he wants, but I know that stadium they have now, which is like the Disneyland of NFL stadiums in L.A., that the Chargers and the Rams are playing at, that was the master plan. And Jerry Jones was a part of that because he knows, look, as much as I love Jerry World in Dallas, we need this in Hollywood. We need this in L.A. to have this kind of venue. So that's that. Listen, that Stan Kroenke, whether you hate him or where, you can't trust him as far as you could throw him. It's like they're so above you and I, Sam, or normal citizen, that we can't even freaking relate. It's like
they live in another galaxy.
Yeah, it's so big business that we can't even comprehend. and that how they deal with their business dealings and what they do. That they look at a bigger picture, not even like day to day or month to month, year to year. They're looking at years even in advance and where they're going to be. So that's why, listen, a lot of people hate Stan Kroenke. I don't think he's losing sleep over that. I mean, he's just not.
They print money if you're an NFL owner. It's like having a U.S. mint. Charlie Long at Master Control, thanks for your help, along with Steve Geller, our operations program and brand manager, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do you think?
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints. Come on, Tigers, pull it out. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.